the weekend.
Love is in the air. Food is on the ground. Well, not probably on the ground. It's hopefully on a table or maybe in a store. Phil Lempert is here on the Good Day Weekend program with his... It's very creative and imaginative, the way he approaches food. He has lots of food sense. Matter of fact, there's a PBS special called Phil Lempert's Food Sense, which continues doing well around the country. You might want to check that out, philsfoodsense.org. Otherwise, supermarketguru.com works very well for Phil, who is an international expert on food, travels around the country and around the world. All right, before we get to our normal bill of fare here, I got to get something off my chest, if you don't mind, with your permission.
Of course.
The death of Jack LaLanne reported around the world a couple of weeks ago, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
96 years old. So, in the world that we live in, apparently there really is no shame. I just walked out of the studio, and there are television monitors. There are 6 or 8 television monitors that run in the studio all the time. I'm looking at a cable channel that is running a Jack LaLanne special promotion. And he's on the, through the magic of, or the mystery of television, he's still alive.
Right.
So they have no shame in this, the outfit that produces the food grinder thing that he sells, the food, what do they call those things? Food.
Juicer.
Juicers, thank you. I mean, can you imagine the guy's dead? And they present, well, welcome Jack LaLanne.
Take a look at what happened with the guy from OxyClean, Billy, whatever his name is.
Yeah, right, exactly.
That's even worse.
Yeah.
I still see his commercials on, and it's what, like 2 years later?
He's dead. Well, they have this English guy who sort of picked up the pieces.
Well, that was his
who,
partner.
Yeah, he'd been on his own.
His business
right.
partner.
Yeah, right. So they have
and,
that.
And, you know, back to Jack LaLanne, I'd actually met him when I first moved from New York to California. I lived in Northern California.
Yeah.
And I believe it was his 80th birthday that what he did is he actually tied to his back a rope and then swam around San Francisco.
Yeah. With the
pulling,
boats.
Like, I don't know, 20 tugboats or something.
Yeah.
And I had met him after that, and a remarkable man, and,
no,
and certainly ahead of his time, and practical knowledge when it came to exercise.
Food and exercise. He was a good guy. I interviewed him a couple of times.
Yep.
Pretty interesting, maybe more than that. I don't remember how many times I met him or interviewed him, but it just I walked out the door, and I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking, this is appalling.
Mm-hmm.
Just plain appalling. Anyway, our voice here is not aimed at that sort of thing. We're here to help you with food. It's Valentine's weekend. Lots of people are going to be eating chocolate. N-E-S-T-L-E-S.
Nestle's makes the very best.
Chocolate. We'll be talking to somebody who has written a book about cholesterol and the science behind dark chocolate. How good is it for you, really? Apparently, it really is really good for you. So we're going to cover that. Also, we have some folks here from the National Retail Federation focusing on what you're going to be doing for Valentine's Day. Are you taking your wife to some really good restaurant? Do we overeat on Valentine's Day like we do during Thanksgiving, Christmas?
So. I don't think so, because it's a day of love, so you don't want to be bloated and you don't want to have, you know, a full belly. In fact, we're going to talk about aphrodisiac foods today, too. Give you a little heads up on what you should be buying.
Yeah. Aphrodisiac foods. So this is not the weekend for a vegan diet. Is that what you're basically saying?
I think it's a weekend to go slow when it comes to eating and drinking. In fact, in Southern California, the big rage this year, and I've never seen it before, and it could be just that I missed it. The fact is that all these restaurants are promoting Valentine's Day weekend because it's on a Monday.
Yeah.
Their fear is people aren't going to go out.
Right,
so they
Monday.
Started last night. So there's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday for Valentine's weekend.
The whole
and
big
the restaurants game. Are jammed.
Yeah, right. And
brilliant idea.
Hotels, the people taking trips this weekend, it's all, I mean, this is kind of a good thing. It ought to be something that we do more often, maybe once a month instead of just once a year. It's a way of focusing. It's a good commercial enterprise for sure. Flowers and gifts and cards and... And as you said, going out to dinner.
I'm waiting for my card from you, by the way.
Are you really?
I haven't done it yet.
And do not hold your breath for that. I've never been one for sending cards, no matter whether somebody I really loved, a woman. I just, that's not something I do. I'm more expressive in person, or I'm liable to bring something, but I don't send things for, or I don't know, whatever the reason that is.
I just give cards. I don't mail cards. I don't trust the U.S. Postal Service.
Ah, there you go. So here's a, well, we talk about vegan. More and more, I think people don't understand the term, first of all. Do you think that when people come to you and ask you about where is a good place to go, Phil Lembert is the expert, as I said, around the country. People are always seeking out his expertise and have for decades as to how to buy, what to buy, where to buy, when to buy the right foods, and where do the right foods come from. So when it comes to those who do follow a vegan diet, which is becoming, I mean, I think I saw the dietary guideline thing. When we last week we talked about that, or the week before?
Yep, no, last week.
I looked at the dietary guidelines after we were off the air a little bit more thoroughly, and there was a part in these dietary guidelines for Americans who want to emphasize vegetarian or the vegan diet, whether this is a good way. I think sometimes you got to have fat. You know, Jack Stockwell,
absolutely.
Who is
have
the
fat, you have to have a balanced diet.
Yeah, that's you cannot, but you got to have the right fats. And I guess you can get, if you're on a vegan diet, you can still get the right fats. It's a question of knowing where to go. Do more and more supermarkets cater to vegans, or do you have to go to a special place to find this sort of thing?
You can be either a vegetarian or a vegan. And again, just to, for our listeners, a vegan is someone who doesn't eat any kind of
animal
fat. Protein.
Yeah.
A vegetarian, typically they'll have fish.
Yeah.
So that's a big difference there. But no, I think any supermarket, any restaurant, if you're a vegetarian or a vegan, you can go to and you can enjoy yourself. You just have to always ask the right questions.
But how do you get protein into your diet if you are a vegan? You have
tofu.
To have, the body must have protein to survive, as it must have fats
tofu.
To survive.
A lot of them, you know, are having soy, tofu, tempeh. That's their primary source.
Isn't there a controversy other than edamame about soy products?
Yes.
So,
absolutely. There's a controversy about anything. You know, I don't care what the nutrient is.
I give up. I'm stopping eating. I give up.
No. It's about balance. If you become a vegan and you're having soy protein, you know, two or three times a day, you're going to have a problem. Yeah. Or if you're a meat eater and you're having meat two or three times a day, or a fish eater, or a vegetable eater, you know, our bodies are meant to have a balance of nutrients, not just one thing and overdo it. But that's our psyche here in the U.S., that if something is good, a little of it, we want a lot of it until we get sick.
It's interesting. People recommend things. You look at the FDA. You look at some of these other people that are supposed to be experts. They recommend this, recommend that. You know what? You got to trust yourself. You got to do a little bit of work. Yep. You can't give it over to somebody else. It's not their responsibility. People are going to try to sell you things.
You know, reacts to.
Yeah.
You just listen to your body. If you have a steak and you feel good, great. If you have a steak and you get an upset stomach, don't eat steak.
Right. Exactly. The vegan market worth $174 billion in sales last year. Oof. That's a lot of stuff being sold. And whether or not it contributes to medical problems because people are not getting, that's something being studied now, especially young children who are growing who need to have some special and regular protein in their diet and fats. If you're a vegan as an adult, one thing, if you try to bring your children through their growing years as vegans, there may be some impact in skeletal structure and brain development and all that other stuff, right?
Sure. And, you know, what you really find is a lot of girls, when they go off to college, that's their first time that they become vegetarians or vegans with the idea that they're going to lose weight and so on. And, you know, what we hear a lot about is they do this and then they start actually losing their hair.
Yeah.
Their hair starts falling out, which is why then very quickly they head back to McDonald's.
Right, there you go. Speaking of that, here's our quiz question for today. The food quiz is hopefully interesting. That's the way I put these together. Hopefully you will find
us, and then we'll decide whether or not it's interesting.
Since Hindus do not eat beef, the McDonald's in New Delhi makes its burgers with what? 800-510-8255. Hindus do not. Cows are sacred in India. You cannot eat. They walk down the street. They're free like dogs to roam. And they don't eat them. I don't eat them. They're my friends. And I don't let them walk down the street. But Hindus
but
do.
You get the Valentine's Day cards?
I have not done that yet. Oh, I have a favorite counting peaches. Maybe I should do that. Mm-hmm. So what's the answer to the question? 800-510-8255. Hindus do not eat beef, so what do the McDonald's in India make their burgers with? What is it? It's not beef, so then what is it? 800-510-8255. We have some more of those. We have more of those egg prizes to give away that we gave away last week.
One more set of a $100 gift card and the golf giveaway, which is
right.
Like a golf hat with an egg on it, a golf towel, all kinds of golf things.
And
I'm
not either, but instead of using golf balls, you use eggs to play that game.
No.
You know that?
It's not going to work.
Why not? If it's a hard-boiled egg, why wouldn't that work?
Eggs are wonderful.
I don't want to
smash an egg with a golf club. It's a poor little egg.
Yeah, that's probably true. 15 cents are a lot cheaper than a golf ball.
Exactly.
18 and after the Good Day Weekend program. That's so silly. We have our silly bone showing today. Phil Leppard, Doug Steffen here on the air.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Valentine's Day celebrates love, but experts say it's important to make romance in your relationship a priority every day. The KY Brand Intimacy Experiment is a free 10-day relationship bootcamp meant to help, inspire, delight, and empower couples to reignite the special spark in their relationship. Best-selling author and renowned physician Dr. Hilda Hutcherson explains.
The KY Brand Intimacy Experiment is a free 10-day relationship bootcamp meant to help, inspire, delight, and empower couples to reignite the special spark in their relationship. Every day for 10 days, the book offers a theme to focus on for your relationship and activities to help spice up your romance, both inside and outside the bedroom. We're kicking off the intimacy experiment with Trista and Ryan Sutter from ABC's Bachelorette. They're going to share their experience daily on Facebook and Twitter.
For more information about the KY Brand Intimacy Experiment, go to Facebook and type in Couples Place, or get there directly at facebook.com/KY Couples.
All right, Ken, you have, Phil, 60 seconds to tell us why it's good to have breakfast any time of the day with a nice egg, not use it for a golf ball.
Well, first of all, I crave eggs, and eggs are an incredible way to start your day every single day. The new dietary guidelines point out very specifically that an egg a day is great protein, and it will not raise your cholesterol. And we know that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. A breakfast that contains eggs can help you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein, and one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals for just 70 calories. And as Doug said, an average of just 15 cents each. Eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein. They deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck.
Eggs. Here's the slogan. Eggs, they're cheaper than a golf ball. You think we should bring that to the egg board?
From America to Asia.
21 after.
There's something weird in my ear there. For
I heard that, yes.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
Extendivite. Use as directed.
Chocolate, yum. Chocolate, yum, yum, yum. It's food in the focus. Valentine's Day. Phil Lempert is here, the supermarket guru. Our food trivia question has to do with McDonald's. Since Hindus do not eat beef, and what does the McDonald's chain use for its burgers over in India? What is it? 800-510-8255. Really great. A prize worth a couple of $100 if you can come up with the answer. Meanwhile, we have Janet Bond-Brill with us, who is not only a PhD, but she's a registered dietitian. And I'm trying to remember what an LDN, a licensed dietetic nurse, is that right, Janet? Am I on the right path?
Dietitian and nutritionist.
Ah, okay, got that. Okay, so you've written about chocolate. The book is called Cholesterol Down and Prevent a Second Heart Attack. There is a study out this week about dark chocolate, Phil, maybe healthier than fruit juices for a healthy heart. So I wonder whether or not chocolate, Janet, is the next superfood.
Absolutely, 100%. Is this not the sweetest nutrition news ever to come along? Absolutely. Scientific evidence is mounting that a daily dose of some deep, sinfully rich dark chocolate has absolutely phenomenal health benefits, especially for the heart and blood vessels.
But Doug, remember one thing here. We are talking about dark chocolate, so we're not talking about going out there and getting some, you know, milk chocolate M&Ms or a Milky Way bar and so on.
Oh, no, that's not true. This stuff is, I'm now having a Three Musketeers bar every day because I know it's good for my heart.
No. Those are imposters. No. We need the deep, dark, high percentage of cocoa chocolate, the kind that is just packed full of these antioxidants, these flavanol antioxidants.
In fact, you know, chocolate, Doug, actually contains more antioxidants than red wine does.
Yeah.
Actually, twice the amount in red wine and three times the amount in green tea.
So why did chocolate
heavy
get
hitter.
Such a bum rap? Is it, we don't know the difference between light chocolate and dark
rap.
Chocolate? Yeah, light chocolate has it. Everybody
well,
says, don't
milk
eat chocolate
says because it's loaded with sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why.
Now that's a caveat. You need to eat it by the piece, not the pound.
Right. Okay. Nobody told me that. I had to push that away. I'm sorry about that.
And even if you look, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up in just a couple days. And when we take a look at the association between chocolate and Valentine's Day, you know, people often, you know, email me and they say, you know, why is chocolate such a big deal? And it's really that chocolate can make you feel happier because it has two stimulants, theobromine and caffeine in it. So when you eat chocolate, you actually feel better.
True.
Now, your book has got a number of recipes in it. It looks to me like I'm looking at a picture that was sent to us, and it looks to me like you are doing a good job of of not eating the bad chocolate, eating the good chocolate. You've cooked up a number of recipes here that are friendly. You want to give us a sort of an inkling as to what a few of them might be, the best ones, the most popular ones?
Well, you really, in terms of topping the antioxidant scale, you want to cook up your own chocolate confections using the natural dark cocoa powder and then add in your own sweetener. And that is, that's really the key, because then you can cut back on the amount of sugar. And so I have a bunch of recipes. I have a really great brownie recipe and, of course, hot chocolate that uses this cocoa.
And see, but what we're going to do is we're going to put whipped cream on it because it's going to not taste so good.
Problem.
I know it is, but I'm telling you, that's what people are going to do.
You can use the fat-free whipped topping. Tastes great. So,
yeah.
Especially if you have these brownies.
I still love Ready Whip. I'm
you have these brownies hot out of the oven, and you put some of that whipped cream, the fat-free whipped cream, which is just insanely low in calories.
Yeah.
On
we
top
have us. We promote the MetaFast diet here, and there are some. They serve or they send you. Some things like whipped cream you can put on top of this sort of thing. And you can even add the dark chocolate to the recipe for brownies. I see that your dad and your husband both had heart problems. And this brought about your interest in doing this. The specific interest in chocolate, is that what?
Well, I'm a woman, and I happen to love chocolate. So I was really happy to find this in the science. But, yeah, it's I wrote this my new book, Prevent a Second Heart Attack, because I wanted heart attack survivors to know that they can still enjoy the good things in life and halt and even reverse their disease. So, and chocolate is part of the good things in life, at least in my opinion.
All right, so the name of the book again is?
Prevent a Second Heart Attack, 8 Foods, 8 Weeks to Reverse Heart Disease.
All right, and it's available online. Is there a website that we can go to?
Yes, www.preventasecondheartattack.com.
All right, preventasecondheartattack.com. Good advice, good words of wisdom. Thank you, Janet Von Brill, for being here on the Good Day Weekend program. Phil Lempert, Doug Steffen, continue. It's 29 past now.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of 2 Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the warranty guarantee.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-877-814-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Costly pump outs and repairs and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Phil Lempert here on the Good Day Weekend program. Every week at this time, Phil is here with his expertise about shopping and food. Appears on the Today Show all the time. Be on The View this coming Wednesday. So when you typically go on the Today Show or The View, what do they want? They want to know what? Why do they bring you? They ask you, is it the same sort of a question? Is different emphasis on different foods? Or what's
it varies. It depends if we're doing a story about food safety or whatever. In fact, this Wednesday on The View, I'll be bringing on some of our hits from our hits and misses, some of the top-rated products from last year, because the ladies just love to eat and love to, you know, check out all those foods.
You want to give us a preview, just as a spoiler for The View?
No.
What a killjoy.
No. Well, I'll tell you one product.
Yeah.
One of my favorite products. It's called New York Joe's Onions.
Really?
This is a guy who was a school teacher.
Yeah.
He now lives in Key West or Key Largo, Florida, and he has put onions better than Sabret onions on a hot dog ever. He's put them in a jar, and it's a terrific, terrific product. I love it.
Really? So you have – I never eat hot dogs anymore. I will eat sausage.
You don't eat anything.
I do.
You don't eat meat. You don't eat hot dogs. You don't drink coffee.
Well, hot dogs are processed.
Wine.
I try to stay away from processed foods. But I do have sausage. Even though sausage is bad for you, there's something about sausage that I just have a hard time staying away
from.
You
won't eat like a Hebrew National hot dog, but you'll eat sausage.
Right. Yep. Right. And so I'll put onion on it, and I've had sauerkraut on them. Mm-hmm. I put relish, and that I don't put mustard on it, but there's something about relish and onion that makes a good sausage take just your breath away. I what it is a thrilling for me. Maybe it's the evil side of me that likes that stuff.
Well, you know what you should do? It's like Pink's in L.A.
Yeah.
What you should do is...
Oh, Pink's and the hot dogs? People stand in line. Does everybody around the country know? Tell the story about Pink's. There are a couple of them in L.A.,
Pink's is a family-run operation. It's this little hot dog stand, if you would, and celebrities,
Melrose,
Mountains, everything, wait outside for it.
Yeah.
And they have a whole variety of different hot dogs.
Yeah.
And until I moved to L.A., and again, coming from New York, it was always mustard and sauerkraut, maybe red onions with mustard. I had my first ever hot dog with American cheese and coleslaw on it.
Really?
And I loved it.
Yeah. Coleslaw, absolutely. All those things enhance it. They really do. There's something about well-made coleslaw, by the way, that does enhance lots of different of foods. I don't know what there is about it, but if it's bad, it's really bad. But if it's good, cabbage is extraordinarily good for you. And
well, the secret ingredient that a lot of people use when they make coleslaw is they actually add sugar to it.
Do they really? Well, that's not necessarily good for you, but it does taste good. Everything in moderation, said somebody once. 800-510-8255. One of the threads through our program is coming up with a food quiz question every weekend. Our question today has to do with McDonald's and their shops in India. Hindus do not eat beef. Therefore, the typical McDonald's hamburger wouldn't make it. But they're very successful because they use what for meat in their burgers? McDonald's uses what? 800-510-8255. Nina is in Ithaca, New York. Nina, say hi to Phil Lempert. How are you doing?
Hi, thank you. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Nina. How are you? How cold is it up in Ithaca?
Oh, let me look. It's warm today. It's 26.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. In fact,
it was 26
Ithaca.
Below 2 days ago. There.
Ithaca is the home of Cornell. And in fact, did a fabulous interview with a Cornell doctoral student. It's going to air this Wednesday, where he's actually made a machine that prints food like a computer printer would, Doug.
Really?
And
yes.
instead of the capsules that have the different color ink, it's different ingredients. He's made pizza, he's made cookies, all that stuff. Fabulous.
Really? And where is that going to air? Or is that on your website?
Be on Food News Today on Wednesday.
Right. Food News Today. Check that out. Food News Today every day. A good reason for you to check it out. Phil has great information, video, audio stuff, lots of publications that he scrutinizes, and the food itself. That is his business. All right, so Nina, by the way, Ithaca College is also there. It's a good broadcasting school.
It is.
Yeah, it's good. It's very interesting. Very modern buildings, but it's just too damn cold.
Absolutely.
It's really cold.
It's just beautiful for like 2 days a year.
Right. No, that's you're talking about Minnesota. It's good for a couple of months in Ithaca. So what are the McDonald's restaurants use for their burgers in New Delhi?
I'm thinking they use soy or tofu.
No. Good guess, though, but that's not right. Thank you. It's not anything. I think sometimes people think soy and or tofu are artificial. I'm not sure that they are, but that's not what's used. Nothing artificial. It's something real from the meat family. David in Plattsburgh, New York, another New Yorker. Hi, David. Welcome in. Say hi to Phil.
Hi. How are you today?
Good, David. How are you?
Doing well. All right. So what do you think the burgers are made with?
Well, I believe they make them with chicken, and they also offer a veggie burger made with beans and bulgur.
Really? You sound very firm in your belief. Did you do some research, or just happen to instinctively think that's the answer?
Well, I'm in the restaurant business, so I believe that would be the answer.
Yeah, that is not the answer. But it's a good answer. It would work under the circumstances. I don't know what the Hindus' feelings about chicken are. But at any rate, that's
I think
not,
they feed them to the cows.
Yeah, they may feed them, but they don't. If anybody who, unless they're free-range chickens, if you knew what they did in the process of making chicken available to you, you'd never have another bite of chicken in your life. Thanks, David. Vince, over in Geneva, New York. We're full of New Yorkers today, Phil. Hi, Vince.
Hi, how are you?
Well, how are you?
Good, thank you.
What do you think the Hindus use in the McDonald's burgers there?
I believe it's rice.
Rice. A rice burger. I mean, I guess there are such things as rice,
of
right?
Of course there are, yeah.
All right. That's not the right answer, but I will tell you, you're getting warmer because this particular kind of
wait
meat.
A minute. No, he's not getting warmer. You're throwing all of our audience, you're throwing a million people down the wrong path.
Oh, I was going to say that meat is right used answer. Often with rice that they use in it. That's throwing them down the wrong path? Come on, Phil.
Yes.
Give us a break. 800-510-8255. All right. So on the list this week of really good stuff that you've reviewed versus the list of really bad stuff, because you always have hits and misses every week. So the good versus the bad and the ugly. What do we have?
Well, it's interesting. This week, Snyder's has a new pretzel out, which is pumpernickel and onion flavored. It's a braided, thick, very crispy, terrific pretzel. I like it. It wasn't a hit. being a hit by 1 point because I would have liked a stronger onion flavor. Then what we have is we have a product called Sofu, which is a blend of brown rice, lentils, and different grains. It's got 9 different grains, and for an alternative for rice, and the burgers that McDonald's sells not made from Sofu.
No.
That got an 86. Also,
that sounds actually pretty good. That sounds. Is that okay?
Amy's Organic has come out with a new line. I love Amy's. Rachel and Andy Berliner are terrific. They've changed the food industry. Privately owned company.
Yeah.
But my complaint has always been very high in fat. Now they've got a new line out that's called Light and Lean, and that got a 93.
Well, we need fat. Certain fats, we keep talking about this. People who don't have any fat in their diet, as with the discussion about vegans, you have to have some fat, but it's a good fat. And often the good fat doesn't taste as good as the bad fat. I guess that's probably...
Well, no, I think you're right. I mean, there's very famous, fancy restaurants that still make their, and I'm not talking about chain restaurants, I'm talking about, you know, white tablecloth restaurants who still make their french fries in lard because the lard tastes better
so good.
On
yep.
french fries.
Yep. All right, let me just spend a minute before. We're going to meet Dr. Kathy Granis, the director of National Retail Federation. We'll talk about Valentine's spending on food, et cetera, in a moment. But I'm curious to know, I don't think I've ever asked you this, microwave oven, you have them in your home, do you believe in using them or not?
Yep, absolutely. Microwaves are great, especially for vegetables, because what happens is there's less of a loss of nutrients because it cooks things faster. You know, if you take broccoli and you put it on the stovetop and it's just sitting there steaming and whatever else for a half hour, you know, you're losing nutrients. Microwaves don't do it. But again,
you
want a new microwave. You don't want one of those 20-year-old microwaves.
Yeah, you throw away the broccoli in that circumstance and drink the broth because that's where all the goodness is.
Exactly.
I will not have a microwave in my home because not only do I think they're dangerous, I think they've been untested in reality as to what comes out of them, but I also think the food, when you put it in to the microwave, gets, in terms of chemical compounds and the construct of it, everything I've read suggests the microwave rearranges the value of the food so that it has really no value at all.
The way microwave technology works, it basically just vibrates the molecules.
Yeah.
So the question is, if they vibrate long enough, do they change their molecular composition?
And yes, the answer is, if you cook it too much, yes, probably that's it. But restaurants have all this stuff. I mean, all these fast food restaurants be out of business if they didn't have a microwave. That's how they cook everything. Right?
Correct. And not just fast food restaurants, but, you know, a lot of, again, white tablecloth restaurants will have microwaves and so on as well. It's a good way to cook if, again, you know, it's a relatively new, safe microwave where somebody's checking for radiation all the time, which is what you need to do.
Yeah. All right. I want to get to the answer to this question. We've been bopping around here a little bit. Let's take a couple more calls, see if we can get the answer. Eleanor in Cathedral City, California. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
How about beans?
Beans. Great answer. Unfortunately, not the right answer, but a good answer. That would make, I think they make beans and rice be good in a burger.
And you know, Doug, there's a great barbecue place in Cathedral City.
Oh, is there? What's it named?
There is. I'm trying to remember. It's right on 111.
I know what it is. It's the Crystal Cathedral. They have great barbecues there after the church, don't they?
It's a woman's name, I think.
You sure it's not Crystal Cathedral?
Yeah, I don't think so.
They're
it's in that shopping center.
They're trying
to do... movie theater, where the IMAX movie theater is.
Oh. Well, they have IMAX in... they have IMAX over at the Crystal Cathedral now. Anything to... Because they went bankrupt. They got to make a couple of bucks, keep the place open.
Right.
Stan's in Mount Vernon, Ohio. WMBO. Hi, Stan. Hello, Stan.
I'm Stan, but I'm in Lake Hapsley City, Arizona.
No kidding. My heavens. We're going to fire the call screener at the end of the program. He's gone.
No, we're not.
All right, so Stan, what is there that the Hindus use to make their non-beef burgers?
I believe it's lamb.
It is mutton, which is lamb.
Exactly.
That is correct.
Exactly correct.
Yes, sorry. So what is he...
So Stan, did rice help you get to mutton?
Not at all.
Hint? No, absolutely not. Okay.
No.
Sorry about that, Doug.
No, Stan, as long as you got the prize, that's what we're interested in. Phil, tell him what he won, will you please?
Of course. Well, Stan, you're going to win a $100 gift certificate from the Egg Board and also a whole set of golf egg stuff. Right. Now, there's no eggs that you can use as golf balls, but they're real golf balls with the egg logo on it and a golf hat and a golf towel, and there's some other stuff in there as well. Now, hopefully you're a golfer.
Unfortunately, I'm not.
All right.
Well, hopefully you know somebody who's a golfer, or just put it on eBay. I didn't say that, did I?
All right, Stan, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go find some eggs, cook them, hard-boil them, and try to pass them off. Find some guy you know who does play golf and give him a box full of eggs, pass them off, put them in a Titleist box or something.
I'm having eggs for breakfast this morning, guys.
Yeah, good for you. That's important. But after you do that, get some and give them to a guy and see if he'll use them on a tee. All right? Let
sure
us know what the story is. All right, Stan, hold on a minute. We'll send you the prize from Phil. Thank you very much. 800-510-8255 always gets to us. We're going to meet Kathy Granis and talk about what sort of thing you're doing for Valentine's as it applies to food here. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, here with us every hour. I wish he was here every hour.
Every hour.
Every hour his company.
Hour. 24 hours a day.
Right. All Doug and all Phil all the time.
Yeah.
14 before the hour on Good Day.
Your mother always told you to say no to peer pressure. So when you hear how 4 million drivers switched to Geico last year, you aren't swayed. Then again, those 4 million drivers probably saved hundreds by switching to the nation's third largest car insurance company. Maybe your mother was wrong. Maybe you could have joined that hippie commune in Montana. Or maybe you could save money by switching to Geico today.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Valentine's Day celebrates love, but experts say it's important to make romance in your relationship a priority every day. The KY Brand Intimacy Experiment is a free 10-day relationship bootcamp meant to help, inspire, delight, and empower couples to reignite the special spark in their relationship. Best-selling author and renowned physician Dr. Hilda Hutcherson explains.
The KY Brand Intimacy Experiment is a free 10-day relationship camp meant to help, inspire, delight, and empower couples to reignite the special spark in their relationship. Every day for 10 days, the book offers a theme to focus on for your relationship and activities to help spice up your romance, both inside and outside the bedroom. We're kicking off the intimacy experiment with Trista and Ryan Sutter from ABC's Bachelorette. They're going to share their experience daily on Facebook and Twitter.
For more information about the KY Brand Intimacy Experiment, go to Facebook and type in Couples Place or get there directly at facebook.com/KYCouples.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. For the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
The food fact of the day. Research shows, Phil, that only 43% of dinners made at home served in our country have vegetables with them. Can you imagine?
Really?
43%.
See, that's just wrong. That is just wrong.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense, folks. You don't want to be healthy? You got to have those veggies. You got to have those fruits. You really do. All right. We're going to talk about how your spending your money, where are you going for dinner, the sort of thing that only somebody who knows can tell us about. And that's the description of Kathy Grannis. She'll be on the air in a moment with Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, and me, Doug Steffen, on Good Day Weekend.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
What bothers you most about menopause? Is it the hot flashes? Waking up at night drenched in sweat? How about the mood swings or putting on weight? Tens of thousands of women have turned to Amberen to get relief from their menopause symptoms. Will Amberen work for you too? The only way to find out is to give it a try. That's why we're giving every woman who calls today a complimentary risk-free trial of Amberen with a 30-day supply free. Amberen is all natural and its safety and effectiveness is backed by published clinical studies. Do you want a life without hot flashes, night sweats, or mood swings? Want to lose weight, sleep great, and have more energy? We've made trying Amberen completely risk-free, and you get a 30-day supply free. All you have to do is make the call to claim your complimentary risk-free trial of Amberen. Visit GetAmberen.com or call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
Based on how you buy.
Before the hour now, the Good Day Weekend program, Love and Food, the focus of Kathy Grannis, who's here from the National Retail Federation. Valentine's Day. Now, you have studied, Kathy, what people do normally on Valentine's Day. Is it different because now instead of a day, it's sort of stretched out over the weekend this year? Does that make a difference?
Yeah, usually Valentine's Day, obviously, more times than not, falls on a weeknight. So many couples use the weekend as their chance to celebrate Valentine's Day in terms of going out, maybe a special dinner, or hanging out with other friends. So it kind of does elongate the holiday that way.
So do you actually study how much a couple will spend when they go out, and what do they go out? What do they do when they go out?
The average person this year is expected to spend about $121. So certainly there's a lot of options you can use to when it comes to spending that kind of money. The majority of people's budget comes from a special evening out, so maybe a dinner. And this year, a lot of people are saying that they're going to buy jewelry. So we're expecting to see lots of new necklaces, and certainly flowers and greeting cards are right up there as well.
Why do you think jewelry? Is it because people over the past 2 years have been, you know, hunkering down, not spending, and they figure that they better spend it soon?
Actually, spending on jewelry is a trend that we started seeing this holiday season that had, you know, as you said, fallen off the market the last couple of years. If people weren't spending on jewelry, they were spending on extravagant gifts because of the economy. But this year, people do feel a little bit more comfortable digging into their discretionary budget and buying that necklace that maybe they put on hold for the last 2 years.
Well, they can also, or they can do like Lindsay Lohan does, just go in and help themselves and then save all that money and go to a better restaurant. That might
yes.
work.
Yeah. Certainly, I'm hoping for that.
Yeah. So I guess I'm in good shape then, Phil. I don't have anybody in my life, so I'm I saved $120. I'm all set.
Maybe, well, you know, I have a question, though. You know, looking at the details of the survey, it looks like men spend about twice as much as women on Valentine's Day gifts. What's that about?
When you think about the type of, a lot of it is the type of gift that men actually do end up buying the women in their life, whether it's their sister, their mother, or their significant other. You know, flowers aren't inexpensive, and neither is jewelry. And, you know, if you do go out to a meal, a lot of the times a man ends up footing the bill. So it does add up for a man. Women really get the easy part of the deal when it comes to Valentine's Day. They buy their significant other or their children or their parents something small as a token of their affection. But typically the man has to shell out the money on the expensive gifts.
Yeah. And so going out to dinner or buying chocolate or that sort of thing, are there other foods that seem to make it in your survey? We're talking with Kathy Granis from National Retail Federation about some of the what they call hard goods, but soft goods or food even. When I think of Valentine's Day, honestly, I do think about food more than anything else.
You always think about food. Many people,
Phil was just saying, I'm always thinking about food. I am. I love to eat.
Many people love staying home for Valentine's Day, too. It's not always about going out to the expensive restaurant or the local restaurant. It's also about spending quality time. And a lot of times people do that by making a very special meal at their home. And dessert will certainly be the box of chocolates that they may have bought, you know, earlier that day. But, yeah, food is a big part of Valentine's Day. People in America love to celebrate with food, and Valentine's Day is no exception.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's interesting to see how people are spending. And the fact, the good news here is that more people are spending more money. And that's a good thing for the retail. It's a good sign of the economy improving, all that good stuff. So thanks for the good news, Kathy. Appreciate your being here. Kathy Granis from the National Retail Federation here. So, Phil, what's your plan? You're going to be gone for Valentine's Day. Are you going to be back?
I am. I'm going to be hosting the Best Bagger Competition on Valentine's Day.
The Best Bagger Competition in Las Vegas?
Yes.
I remember last year we had the winner of the competition on the program. I'm trying to remember.
This year, too.
What did he win?
$10,000 and a gold checkout lane from Pan Austin that is then put into the store with a plaque with the person's name on it. And this huge trophy, and he went on David Letterman and went on Good Day.
That's right. They had a contest, didn't they? A bagging contest on David Letterman, if I remember correctly.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. So that's a... The baggers come from all around the country into Las Vegas for the convention to get into this contest.
23 different states.
Yeah. All right. Does this show up on TV anywhere?
It's going to be on ESPN.
ESPN as a support?
Exactly.
That's funny. Phil Lempert is the man. Be the first to know which new products are out there. Get Phil's hits and misses delivered straight to your inbox. Go to Supermarket Guru.